let's talk about them. In the next tape, which is tape number two, we're going to look at how do you set goals and what are the principles for success? How do you set goals to create them working for you? How do you set goals so that they actually produce the kind of results that you want them to produce? The next is in program number three, we'll look at the presuppositions of NLP and the prime directives of the unconscious mind, both of which are very, very important in terms of producing results, and they provide a really solid belief system or a solid belief basis for you as you go through and do your NLP. Program number four is sensory acuity and rapport, and how do you really look at people and see things you've never seen before? And then how do you get into rapport with them? Program number five includes rep systems and predicates, a lot about matching and mirroring and being able to deepen that rapport, the capability of rapport that you've just learned. Program number six is all about submodalities, and we'll learn about drivers and universals, and we'll learn a swish pattern, we'll learn a belief change, and we'll discover how to shift things, how to make shifts at the unconscious level, and be able to create changes for ourselves and others. Program number seven is all about language. We'll begin our language and talk about presuppositions and how do you presuppose or how do you assume things in the sentences that you're using to create the kinds of change you want. We'll talk about controlling your own personal level of abstraction to specificity, which is called the hierarchy of ideas. In program number eight, we'll look at the Milton model and the meta model, two ends of the spectrum, the Milton model being very abstract, the meta model being very specific, and how do we use both and what direction do we move people in? Program number nine is all about anchoring, and we'll talk about collapsing anchors and chaining anchors, and we'll also look at some of the little used techniques in NLP, the little used techniques in NLP that perhaps you may want to look at, and we'll also talk about that. Program number 10 is all about strategies. It's an introduction to strategy, and we'll learn how to elicit strategies and even some examples of how to do this. And we'll actually have an opportunity to notice how do we elicit strategies, and especially the motivation strategy, the reassurance strategy, and even some love strategies. Program number 11, we'll talk about the design and installation of strategies. We'll talk about spelling strategies, dyslexia, and we'll talk about working with attention deficit disorder and the learning state. Program number 12 is reframing, and we'll learn meaning reframes and context reframes and the six-step reframe, and then we'll go on and learn the NLP model of therapy. In program number 13, we'll learn how to do a parts integration with a demonstration of that, and we'll hear how to do VK dissociation, which is technically not a reframing, but it's more in the therapeutic applications, and so we put it at that point. Program number 14 is about timeline therapy. It's our first program on timeline therapy. We'll learn how to elicit the timeline and how to discover the root cause, and we'll learn how to work with negative emotions, number one. In program number 15, we'll learn about timeline therapy and how to let go of negative emotions. We'll learn about creating your future and how to put something in your future. We'll also learn how to let go of a phobia, and we'll talk a little bit about couple therapy. How do you work with people in group or with a couple of people, and how do you integrate their relationship and make it work better? Program number 16, the five-step sales process, and program number 17, the five-step sales process, we'll talk about how do you use NLP in selling. Program number 18 is really exciting to me because it's an integration program. We'll show you how to use NLP in business and education and therapy, and we'll talk about some specifics. In program number 19, we'll elicit your timeline, and we'll also take a journey on the timeline designed to integrate all the things that you've learned. Let me talk for a moment about program number 19 because I think that's real important. I would like to see you as you go through these tapes, if you would, and if you have the time, to listen to program number 19, especially the journey on the timeline for learning. I'd like you to do that after every tape or after every other tape, if you possibly could. So if you listen to it at least 5 times during the 20 sessions, or at least maybe even 10 times during the 20 tape programs that you listen to, that would be really exciting, and it would integrate all of the NLP material. So that's a program that's an induction. It's probably not a good idea to listen to number 19 when you're driving a car. In fact, I would avoid that, but I'd make very sure that I listen to it at other times. And then program 20 is simply the conclusion. So that's what we're doing. And this is a really exciting program set. I would really encourage you to listen. And I think the best way to listen is to imagine that I'm speaking to you personally. That's what I want to do. Imagine I'm speaking to you personally and I'm your personal guide as we together go through the excitement of NLP. Because I'm really excited about this technology. And I would encourage you to use this series to discover how to make changes for yourself and make your life better. That's what it's all about. So come and join us for these programs and let us transform your life. This is the end of program number one. Come and join us for number two, which follows next.